What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Y'all, we switched it up for y'all today. How yes. Y'all liking us?
Shout out to Bree, the Bree Effect. She definitely beat our face to the gods.
She did. We got our hair done. We outside. We thugs today. Hopefully somebody will buy us a drink. Period. I don't drink, but
buy my bitch a mocktail.
Okay.
And that's exactly what I'm going to say. If you want to see your section, you will buy her a mocktail and we're leaving. We're on to the next. We're looking for some Africans today, okay? Shout out to Africans with the money in Atlanta. If you know, you know. Today, we're talking about studs and films, careers we might not be dating in 2026, okay? So let's give y'all a quick disclaimer because we're not here to talk shit about anybody. And what
I am.
We're just saying that we'll go over some things we saw on the internet versus what people are working. We'll bust it down because we respect all hustles, okay? So we're not here to talk about it, okay? So, yeah, and if you can relate to it, if you ever dated somebody that we talk about this title, y'all can give us y'all insight to what was your experience? Because we going to just talk, you know, loosely about our experience. Let's get into it.
Because, you know, we girls today. All right.
Let's be clear.
So we're going to start with the femme career red flags. And please, y'all, I need y'all to comment if y'all agree or disagree. And we're going to give our comments, right?
Let's get
I ain't going to lie. This how you know we being so real, because this kind of works. Some of this shit down the line gonna work against us and we gonna fight for our damn right, all right? But the first red flag, this basically, y'all, do y'all agree or disagree that it's a red flag to date this person, all right? It's bottle girls, club hosts, and promo girls.
Red fucking flag. Let's just be clear. We're not here to bash anybody, but I've had a lot of experiences with dating them bottle girls.
Hey, what's going on? It's Boss Britt, the most lit.
What's up? It's your girl DJ XL.
And this is
the No Homo Show.
Where everything we talk about
is homo as f***. Hold up. Let's go. Go, go.
Hey, what's going on? It's Boss Britt, the most lit.
What's up? It's your girl, DJ Excel.
And this is
the No Homo Show.
Where everything we talk about
is homo as f***.
Gay. Hey, trying to give a little soft today.
Y'all, we did it for y'all.
Excel, you got to be, can you be a little softer?
I'm still going to be
she
me.
She keep rubbing her hands. She touching her chin like this.
See, this the thing. You fake.
No,
why you change up your whole personality?
Because you got a little feminine though.
You got a little top on.
It seems like you trying to be more tough because you're trying to give it to the
I'm
girls.
Not.
Give it to the girls. Unleash your
I really don't know how to be a girl,
unleash
y'all.
Unleash your Tiffany.
Y'all, we switched up, y'all? It up for y'all today. How y'all liking us?
Shout out to Bree, the Bree Effect. She definitely beat our face to the gods.
She did. We got our hair done. We outside. We thugs today. Hopefully somebody will buy us a drink. Period. I don't drink, but
buy my bitch a mocktail.
Okay.
And that's exactly what I'm going to say. If you want to see your section, you will buy her a mocktail and we're leaving. We're on to the next. We're looking for some Africans today, okay? Shout out to Africans with the money in Atlanta. If you know, you know.
Yes, I'm trying to find my
big
king.
Section. We ain't paying for no hookah, no nothing. We gonna get crab legs, bitch. Lamb chops.
Okay.
We gotta run it up. We might end up in the Magic City tonight.
Bitch.
With who money? That nigga money! Yeah.
See, I can't do it, y'all. She can do it.
I can say even as a stud. Let's be clear.
It's in you.
Even as a stud, I do that shit. So, hey, I don't know what to tell y'all. You know what I'm saying? But welcome back to the show, y'all. It's the No Homo Show, Gabies. Make sure y'all like, subscribe. We done ran it up for y'all. Got our face beat. Shout out to the Patreon family. You know what I'm saying?
So
everybody on there.
I posted a clip just joking.
On the Patreon?
Yeah.
Oh, let's please clear that up, bro. All
right. So I posted a clip, right? It went up. You know what I mean? It got like 20,000 views or whatever.
Come on.
Where we was like in some auntie clothes. You know what I mean? With wigs. And I said, oh, we hit 200 subscribers. We going to switch up. Here y'all go. Somebody said, it's giving minimum effort. First of all.
Yeah, they was going in. They said, aunties. They talking about our wigs.
It's hilarious. We did look crazy.
Your wig was wild, though. My lash coming up. I don't know if I'm.
Girl, you got to pat it.
One thing I will say about being a film, it ain't for me.
It's not.
It's not. I don't like how it's not comfortable for me. You feel me? Like, it is what it is, but like, it's not comfortable for me. Like, I like to be a boy. I need baggy clothes. These clothes are tight. I look like a wrestler, okay? I feel like I'm about to go to a body weight
competition. Well, that's competition. Only because you got a good body. Brolic. You feel real brolic. Yeah, I mean, you are brolic.
Thank you.
Because this bitch is pressing 500 pounds.
Definitely okay. Not pressing 500. But yeah, I'd rather be a stud for sure. But shout out to the Bree Effect. She did beat our face to the guys. It took a little minute. That's the thing for me. I can get ready in 30 minutes as a stud.
I'm not gonna lie. All right,
include a shower.
So
dead ass.
What I realized as a feminine, being a feminine woman today, all right, that obviously I haven't been outside yet, right? But it's pros and cons. As a stud, it's easier, life is easier, but we gotta work harder.
Okay.
All right. The femmes, you work harder at first to get beat and all that. The rest of the night, coasting.
Easy.
Free drink.
Easy.
Where you want to go?
Come get it.
Ask for your number.
Come get it.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to choose your battle. I still will be a masculine woman. But I do want to say one more thing.
Yeah.
I do want to say one more thing. Within the queer community, we are quick to judge other people, especially masculine women. Like, to make a masculine woman feel like she can't get pretty if she want to is
type
crazy.
Because XL used to always get lashes done for her birthday. And I was like, why'd you stop doing that? Remember when she was doing that? I'm like, why'd you stop? Because every year I just couldn't wait. I'm like, that bitch about to bring them lashes out and really give it to the people. And then she stopped. Like, all of a sudden, I'm like, dang, like, we can't get no little lash no more on the birthday. Like...
Sometimes you got to check in and remind motherfuckers.
Period.
You know what I'm saying?
Say, I'm still here.
Yeah, I didn't think y'all forgot, but since y'all did, we had to pop back out. But nah, the cute shit be too much for me. And if you don't know how to do the makeup right or whatever, I don't know what to tell you what to do, but I can't help you and you can't help me.
Okay, period.
You know what I'm saying?
Excel is real, like, you know, Casper, so like, you have to
Casper's crazy.
How to really tone her, or you might make her look even more Casper, and that's just
Casper's crazy. Have you not seen that's a white person lately?
What white person got to do with Casper? Little trying to trip her up.
Bitch, I'm not one of those. I'll say a white person. I am not white like a white person.
But like your wedding photos, they did make you too damn white on the wedding.
So
photos.
That's the difference. You're saying I am Casper.
I mean, you are Casper.
Okay. All right. All right, y'all. So, yes,
we got a tan today.
I just want to say shout out to everybody on Patreon. This episode is exclusively for y'all. Y'all already know we did this and we appreciate y'all so much. And we're going to keep giving y'all lit content and all that. Are you drinking?
Yeah, I'm definitely drinking. And make sure y'all download the Patreon app for the best experience. Shout out to all our gabies out there.
Is that...
I need
Did
some
you
wine.
Mix that?
I should have had wine or something,
wine.
Right?
Wine.
Yeah,
no,
I'm getting classy, no?
You a city girl. You a city girl.
Right. I'm looking for scammers. Fuck, you talking about? I'm talking about the summertime. Yeah, we need responsible men.
See, that's why
wintertime.
I'm happy you're not a femme, because you wouldn't know
I don't
how to
know.
Act.
Let me show you how to pimp a nigga.
She's so ghetto,
I would be a lady pimp for sure. Like, yeah. If I was a femme.
A madam?
Yeah, madam. There we go. Yeah, I said some old head shit. Lady pimp. That's what they call the costume Party City. Say lady pimp.
Gangster.
I would definitely, yeah. They
drug
be like, hold on, these titles is real intense.
Right.
But yeah, we here, y'all.
Okay, period.
Shout out to Patreon. We did this for y'all, so I hope y'all enjoy.
Yeah. Are we starting off with Skittles and Riddles?
Let's get into it.
All right, y'all. So y'all already know how it go. We starting off with Skittles and Riddles. And Britt, you got your drink poured up.
I sure do.
Is that straight or is that Red Bull in there?
Oh, hell no. It's Red Bull in there.
Oh, you a pussy.
But it's definitely some dark, y'all. I've been on that dark. I've been on that yak. You feel me? I've been on
that
douce. I don't know.
So
I'm like, it tastes good.
You not rocking with tequila no more?
I feel crazy saying that. No, I don't rock with tequila not no more. No.
Not no more? Wow.
That's for the youngins. I feel like my body can't handle tequila. Like, I like waking up without a hangover. And all right. It say, I don't buzz, I don't strap, but I'll still ruin your sleep.
You don't buzz, and you don't strap. So that means you're not a vibrator. You're not a stud. But you will still ruin my sleep.
Yep. I don't buzz, I don't strap, but I'll still ruin your sleep.
Well, I know it's not cats, but them motherfuckers, they will wake your ass up at 5 a.m. All right.
Excel is such a cat lady, like cat and coffee. That's her vibe. Cats and coffee.
Y'all, this is the thing. When you get older, you realize you don't need nothing but peace. Fuck all these humans. They will stress you out. A cat won't be fed.
She love her cats, bro. When I see her cooking that cat ground turkey, bitch, I said, not you begging your cat tacos. All you missing is a shell and a little cilantro.
Tacos is crazy.
She over to eat better than me.
No, I buy them turkey like twice a week. It's crazy. All right. So anyway.
I don't buzz. I don't strap, but I'll still ruin your sleep. Answer, you ready?
A horny femme.
Oh, damn.
Because I'm asleep. Don't wake me up out of my sleep.
Hello. Like,
if we laying down, baby, do what you got to do.
Hello.
I'm not one of them.
That bitch talking. Come on, yeah. Tiffany's here.
Don't wake me up out of my sleep now.
Better not. Don't even think about it.
You even point like a girl. How do you just change up like that?
I really act like that all the time. It just look different because now I dress as a film. So it... It's like, wait, you really a girl?
Yeah, bitch, I never looked at you like that.
The answer, I don't buzz, I don't strap, but I'll still ruin your sleep. The answer is the sneaky 3 a.m. what you doing text.
Oh, I haven't had that in like 10 years. I'm
Davies,
sorry.
Did y'all get that right or wrong?
Hey, one thing.
Either way, take the drink.
One thing I'll tell you about those texts from what I could remember is your ass would get the fuck up out of sleep.
Where we had that energy from? Because I would get
what?
Up.
What?
Now? You barely get through.
Literally act like I ain't just wake up out of my sleep for that text.
We used to have that energy.
What?
We used to have that energy.
Now, dry bitch, I ain't reading that text at 9 a.m.
Okay.
You done found you all.
Used to drive across town off of a text like that. I'll be there in an hour.
I'm weak.
All right, so let's get into our topic for today, Gaby. So today we're talking about studs and films, careers we might not be dating in 2026, okay? So let's give y'all a quick disclaimer because we're not here to talk shit about anybody. And what
I am.
Saying. We're just saying that we'll go over some things we saw on the internet versus what people are working. We'll bust it down because we respect all hustles, okay? So we're not here to talk about nobody, okay? So, yeah, and if you can relate to if you ever dated somebody that we talk about this title, y'all can give us y'all insight to what was your experience? Because we going to just talk, you know, loosely about our experience.
We did see that, like, this was, like, a little trend, and there was some things brought up. And some I agree with, some I don't. And this whole episode is for entertainment purposes, obviously.
Yes.
Okay, so don't take it personal.
Even though we seriously giving the girls a run for their money right now, bitch. Hold on.
Y'all know the crazy thing. This between us on Patreon. If y'all already know if you locked in. But her name is really Brittany. My name's really Tiffany.
Ain't that crazy? We have to do that for Halloween this year.
White girls?
Yes, white chicks.
White chicks, white girls.
White girls? Look, so I just know the bitch is white. No, we really got to do that.
Ain't
that's
that
gonna
so
be the funniest
funny?
Thing.
Why? No, for real. Why do studs have the most feminine names?
Brittany like, I feel and like Tiffany.
You know why? I feel like our parents looked at us at birth and was like, bitch, even if you thinking about being a stud, your name is going to be Tabitha.
Not Tabitha. I know a Tabitha. Shout out to my girl, Tabitha.
Like, your name is going to be, it's the most feminine. Tabitha's not even feminine, but it's like, and then a stud going to be like, my name T.
Tab.
The crazy thing about Tiffany, when I moved out to Atlanta, I never knew it, but with people really from Atlanta, their accents, they would call me Tip. My neighbor would be like, "Ayo, Tip." And the crazy thing is we interviewed the WNBA player, her name's Tiffany, and her IG name was Tip.
Oh, that's funny. Is that like a...
But I asked her, she's like, that's literally where it's from.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so, I mean, if I didn't have Excel already, I definitely would be Tip out
DJ
here.
Tip.
Nah, just like T.I.
Okay, DJ T.I.
No, I'm not a DJ. I wouldn't be
DJ. Oh, you're not DJ at all?
No, my stud name would be Tip.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Respect it.
Was you going to have a different name before Tiffany? Did your mama, was she going to name you something different?
I think she's going to name me Rebecca.
Oh, I'm so glad she didn't. Rebecca. I actually have a cousin named Rebecca, which is crazy.
If my nickname was Becky, during that time, give me that Becky came out, I would slap the shit out of my mama.
Give me that Becky.
I would slap the shit out of my mama. Damn, you know I'm not, acting feminine.
It's okay. You being ghetto. It's okay. My name was going to be Kiara.
You know what? You give Kiara.
I definitely do. Boss Key. I would have still had the boss on there.
You sure?
Big Boss Key.
You could have hired Britt. Britt was like.
Yeah. I made that work.
Yeah, you did.
Shout out to my nigga Mills who gave me that
shout
name.
Shout out to you for not hiding your stud name.
Okay, period.
I'm proud of you.
Comment what y'all name was going to be. If y'all was ever going to have a different name, let us know if y'all what y'all name was going to be.
Because why are parents tripping like that? If you got an old lady name, say your old lady name, all right?
Shout out to my cousin Rebecca.
Because I ain't going to lie. I don't know if it's just because this is my grandma's name, but my grandma's name was Ramona. I don't want to see no little baby named Ramona. For real, am I tripping?
No.
Okay. I can't. And God, I miss my
Kiki named her son Leotis.
Come on,
and I
Otis.
Was like, Kiki Palmer. I was like, why would you name? But that's kind of cute, though. I ain't going to lie. Leotis is kind of cute.
It's not cute. That's an old man ass name.
Theodore.
And that boy better be smart. If he dumb named that, I'll be pissed
dead ass.
The fuck
you
off.
Gotta be a gray A. Ivy League. All right.
So I do want to start off.
Let's get into it.
Because you know, we girls today. All right.
Let's be clear.
So we're going to start with the femme career red flags. And please, y'all, I need y'all to comment if y'all agree or disagree. And we're going to give our comments, right?
Let's get
I ain't going to lie. This how you know we being so real. Because this kind of works. Some of this shit down the line going to work against us. And we're going to fight for our damn right. All right. But the first red flag. This basically, y'all, do y'all agree or disagree that it's a red flag to date this person, all right? It's bottle girls, club host, and promo girls.
Red fucking flag. Let's just be clear. We're not here to bash anybody. But I've had a lot of experiences with dating them bottle girls.
I think if you're looking for a
and
fun
promo
time.
Girls. Yes.
And it's such a contradiction.
It is.
We are just... But damn. I'm not going live. This is the thing. All right.
We ain't bottle girls, though.
No, no, no. But look, us as promoters, right?
Yeah.
We would have other females on our team to promote. And I ain't going live. Mm. When they got into relationships.
Oh, it didn't hit the same.
Boring.
Because, you know, the part of like promoting, which I will admit in the beginning, and depending on what area you in, you got to flirt, you know, especially if you're single, because you can flirt, first of all. And when you in that setting and you the promoter, you give a bitch a section in a bottle, oh, you just be having bitches everywhere. It's kind of too easy. I don't know where you living, but in Atlanta, that's all it takes. You give a bitch a section in a bottle and a hookah, it's easy.
That's how I met my wife because she was in our section.
She wanted a section. Smart girl. Smart girl, though. She
my
paid for that.
My wife was in our section.
She
you know
was
who,
smart.
You know who sat? First of all, y'all, you can ask Britt. I'm very introvert. I never bring people into our section. I'm good at what I do, but when it's the social.
She also don't put people out of the section, which is the caveat to that. Because I'd be like, Excel, who's this? I don't know. They just here. Excel, put them out the section.
No, this is, y'all, this is.
The last person who came in our section that wasn't supposed to be there, the lady jacket busted open. Her feathers from her coat was flying all over our section. I can't make this shit up. I got to the club. She was in a section. She wouldn't move.
Yo!
I'm like, okay, right. Well, I guess you can stay. Next, you know, her coat busts open. Feathers
yo,
everywhere.
Yo, she's not fucking lying.
Feathers
all right,
everywhere.
Let me tell y'all. Because, yo, it was. All right. I don't even know. She might be a Patreon subscriber.
Shout out to you, doctor. She was a doctor from Jersey.
She might be a Patreon subscriber.
Shout out to you.
Because she came up to me and was saying how much she loved the No Homo Show. Mind y'all, this is like at 10:15 at night. So the club is dead, right? Mm-hmm. And she's like, are all these sections booked? And I'm like, yeah. I'm sitting in this fucking 12-person section by myself for like 2 fucking hours, all right? So it's so hard. So she's saying like, yo, I'm a fan of the No Homo Show. Da, da, da. So I'm like, oh, thank you. You know, I love that. I appreciate that. And she's like, you smoking hookah? First of all, this is the one club that don't be trying to give us no hookah, right? And I was like, I'm about to order one. She's like, don't worry about it. I'll order it for you.
Yeah, she was showing
that. Okay, this shit was like $80. I ain't mad at that. It's 10:15. I got a long night. My ass not drinking, right? So she's like, all right, I'm going to go get my aunt. That's where the red flags popped up. Yo, if you a Patreon subscriber, it's all love. But I'm not gonna lie. She brought over two old ass ladies. I'm talking about 50 and above, y'all. Right? And I'm just looking like, bro. A porn promoter is like to have your section look pop. I'm like, it would be me with these old ass dykes, right? Yes!
Yeah, man.
So then I literally told her, I said, yo, so she was like, can I smoke the hookah with you? Yeah, you bought it, right? So I said, today's Britt's birthday. So when she come, everybody got to get up, right? So I made that 100% clear, right? Yeah. She said, okay, Britt come. She scoot over and tell her aunt to get up, but she scoot over, right?
Yeah.
Then.
And she told me as well. She told me she bought me a hookah. So the same hookah that she bought you was also now my birthday hookah.
Oh, that's some bullshit.
Yeah, she's like, but I got you a hookah. So I didn't even know that. I didn't know that part until just now. So she definitely told me she bought me that for my birthday.
So then, all of a sudden, I'm smoking my hookah.
Everywhere.
A feather fly by. Oh. I look down. Bitch got feathers everywhere.
Yo, her jacket busted.
And she's trying to like sit on the jacket, but every time she pushed down,
it said,
I'm like looking at her like, bitch, why are you trying to say this jacket? Throw that shit away.
Real. Give her that tonight. For real. Tonight.
I don't even know how we got there, y'all.
No, we was talking about people being in the section. But yeah. That is fair. Like, especially if you tell a person like, yo, Brit's on the way, or like I got, because what I do too, I'd be like, yo, I got more people coming, but you good for now. I'm giving you a fair warning. So I'm even telling them like, yo, before everybody else come, if you see like a high top table, go grab that, because that's going to be gone. And by the time you have to move, my people come, now you ain't gonna have nowhere to go. And I get it, you got a hookah, you want to chill, but it's like, y'all don't understand, like, moving people from the damn section.
No,
is crazy.
So the hardest thing for me, see, is different for you, because it's, you come like at 12.
They I'm still don't listen to
no,
me.
No, but I'm literally in there while the club dead empty, but saying you can't see.
Bruh, and they still won't move, though. Okay. Even once the motherfucking
so,
is
I'm going to tell y'all some reasons why they suggested, you know, dating a bottle girl or a club host. But yeah, automatically, even, nightlife, strippers. This is why. I'm going to throw that in there, all right? Because their job is to get attention from men and women. You know what I mean? You're supposed to look good and not... Just because people are giving you attention don't mean it's a red flag. But, you know, like, you don't want your girl having to flirt all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They usually drinking on the job. Like, because first of all, to deal... And look, y'all know I'm sober. But to deal with people while you're sober hit different.
It do.
Oh, my God.
It's the kind of patience you got to have for that.
All right. So, they get home late. You know what I mean? Damn, this is everything against us. All right. And if you feel insecure as a partner or something, this just might not be the thing for you. You know what I'm saying? They might wake up late. They, you know, and then to you, you might think their whole life is like a party, but it really do be work. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? I'm glad you said that, because people used to, for the longest, just think that what we was doing was just going out. Are you going out again? You're going out again. Like, I'm curating an event, you feel me? Like, I'm at work, you feel me? But I will say, too, depending on the bottle girl and where they at, because certain things do have to, some things are going to happen in club, right? Like drinking and, like, getting that attention from men and women. So also on the outside looking in, like, if you're the partner, you can't date nobody like that if that's going to make you feel insecure. Because it's kind of what come with the territory. Like, even for myself, like, people still try us knowing that we have wives or whatever, but it come with the territory. So you got to have a partner that, like, really understands that. So if you can't deal with that, don't sign up for a person that's a bottle girl, because don't try to stop their money neither. Yo, that's exactly one thing I don't like. When motherfucker be like, yo, you going to stop dancing, you going to stop being a bottle girl. No, I'm not. Not unless you going to take care of me.
You know what? My ex used to love to say that.
Yeah, bitch, because you can't complain about it. If they tell you up front what they do and you sign up for that, don't be trying to stop their bag once you see what come with it.
I agree with that, but that... If I'm not going to strip, you going to take care of me. Bitch, you know there's other jobs. There's other fucking jobs.
No, it ain't. Not those. Where you can make that much money that quick? There ain't that many jobs, okay? She said, I'm getting that money quick.
Only say that because she wearing her Peaches of Atlanta outfit and she going right to her.
Red flame. Come on now.
You a whole red flame.
Hey, fuck a blue flame. She was giving red flame.
Oh, my
so,
God.
Whoop. Say, no, I'm playing. I'm set tripping. I'm tripping. My bad.
You just went... We ghetto up here.
I'm sexy red, okay?
But all right, bottle girls, y'all red flags, sorry.
Yeah.
Talk about it in the comments.
Shout out to y'all, loyal.
All right. They said influencers and content creators. God damn.
That can be a red flag too, because you know why? People get too fake with the content creation shit.
Hello.
They not really who they are in real life when a camera cut on. You get what I'm saying? Like, they got a representative out this fucking world. So that can definitely be a huge ass red flag. If you got a person that's constantly in content mode
and worried about how they look, I'm not gonna lie,
that could be a huge red flag, man.
I'm not gonna lie. If y'all meet us in person, we the same exact way.
On my soul.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah, like, the one thing about me, I could say, if I'm focused, like, on DJing, I'm just, like, kind of different because I'm just, like, locked in. I do be different. I'll be dead focused. But other than that, like, we the same people. There's so many people that I met in person that is not giving what y'all trying to give online. It's so awkward. And
that's,
it's fake.
So
I just don't like that fake shit.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? So you don't want to be in a relationship with somebody that wants to look like everything's perfect. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because shit don't be perfect.
Yeah.
So,
that's... we're a person that show too much. You know how sometimes it's like, all right, let's not record right now. And even I still deal with that, like, knowing when to record and when to just kind of be in the moment. But also a person that just want to record every fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like, we got to record right now. I'm about to put my strap on. What you mean you want to record me putting on my harness?
Actually... Is that on... You gonna put that on Patreon?
What? Put on my harness?
Yeah.
No.
Show us the goods. We want to see it right with that red outfit.
I'll cry. All right, you go first.
All right. What? not put my video up there. I'm stuttering. That's actually why I stopped, like, vlogging, because I was trying to vlog me and my wife's, like, dates. And I caught myself trying to capture too much.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just can't be in the moment. So now, like, I'll do a reel, but that's really, like, me cutting up little 20-second clips.
Yeah.
That's the only reason, because I was like, oh, this is really dope. Let me vlog it instead of, like, just fucking being there in the moment.
Yeah.
And then when you do vlog and you don't, like, record everything, like, your vlog would be 3 minutes long, bro.
Like, damn, it just look like,
because
you got to give something. Yeah,
unless you're having, like, a full conversation with them. Like,
that's fact. That's big fact. So if you dating somebody that's influencer and you ain't ready to put up with that shit,
And they DMs might be popping. So if you insecure,
especially them films, because that's niggas and studs on their ass probably.
And you know what the dude...
Niggas be so thirsty.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. I can't stand thirsty ass, disrespectful men, bro. Like, because you know, also, I don't know what it is, but some men really just be mad when a bitch is gay.
She fine and gay?
The other day I seen on Threads, it was this man. It's a popular couple. They was a film and a stud couple. They was just posting. This man was in the comments so mad. He was just saying disrespectful shit, like, oh, I'll take you from your stud. Woo. I'm like, y'all men gotta chill.
Did you mad?
So if you ain't ready to deal with that, I don't think you should date an influencer, because that's going to come with the territory.
All right.
The men going to be in them DMs.
Some people might be mad at this, all right?
Wait, it wasn't
us that said it, all right? They said dating a beauty entrepreneur is a red flag. Like, somebody that does lashes.
Why did they say that?
Stylist, makeup.
Why? Because why?
They said, first of all, and this, I think this is any entrepreneur, that first of all, they're focused on their work 24/7.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I'll be telling my wife, like, if I don't do this, I don't know how... My money not guaranteed.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
So I gotta, you know, and it's kind of bad, but they said burnout leads to emotional unavailability, which I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I do be burnt out.
Damn,
I'm a makeup artist. Look,
little did you know, that's facts too. Because also with, like, beauty people, like, think about your barber. You don't, when your barber say they out of town, what you mean you out of town? What you mean you on vacation? I need my hair cut. Like, people who actually are, like, stylists, barbers, makeup artists, when your clients need you, that is a different kind of service you got to provide, because your clients kind of expect you to be available all the fucking time, and that's not fair to them. But we do be wanting a haircut, because that's going to make or break my whole weekend. I don't care if you with your kids. Can you cut my hair while your kids there? I will pull up next to your kids. I'll bring them some food. What I gotta do?
And you know, you know what? Dating people like this, right? This is this is a fact. It's like they're in the service industry, right? Yes. So like when you go to your barber, when you go to your makeup artist, first of all, you want them to have great energy and you want them to pour into you in a sense, right?
Yep.
And the thing is, that person, by the time they get home, they are drained.
That's true.
All right. So now the whole world got the happy them, the them that's pouring into people, serving people. And then you get the drained person that really you need even more love from your partner. But now they just want to relax and chill. So I do understand that part of just feeling like, oh, my day's done. I just had to put on a smile for everybody. Well, talk, I'm sorry, but I would appreciate a smile too.
Right. Oh, that's a tough one because that be me sometimes, bitch. My brain be done by the end of the night sometimes. I can't even make out a sentence.
No, for
sometimes
real.
If I work too hard, I'll literally get a headache.
No, it's crazy because I think like these past 2 years, like we really went like on the next level, like with business calls back to back. Like I never felt so drained of like business meetings.
Hella meetings.
That it literally be like, yo, all right, I gotta clock out after this because I can't eat. My brain felt fried. That's crazy.
I ain't gonna remember nothing we talked about, bro. My brain is cooked.
That's why I'm happy that my wife does just appreciate like ordering some food and relaxing and watching TV, girl. I could be
no for real. I shout out to our wives, man, because they get it. Thank you.
Okay, yes, for sure.
Peace.
All right,
let's get to the studs. All right, let's get into these studs because we're not letting the studs, even though we be up and like winning, we're not gonna let us get us away real quick. We gotta get into it real quick.
These are stud red flag
stud
careers.
Masculine career red flags.
Come on, all right, you're gonna piss me off. I know I'm a femme today, but I'm a stud at heart. Be on your chest like you was in that one skit, y'all. This girl
I don't
got
on my chest while I have on this kind of outfit, XL.
Okay, this girl got a chest of steel, boy. Titty wear. That girl was like, boom, boom. I was like,
no, for real, when I put this on, I was like, I don't really have much going
you
on.
You have a bra on?
Yes.
Let me see.
Damn. Lala said, damn.
Bitch, you ain't got titty. You got pecs.
Yeah, I do have pecs. I was like, and then the thing is, I'm wide.
Bitch, it's hard.
Yeah, it's muscle.
It's muscle. Girl.
It is muscle. And I'm wide in the, what is it? What is this called? Like, I guess my chest.
I'm not going to lie.
So I thought, like, I wasn't going to fit Brandy stuff. But, like, our shit, I'm, like, too big for her shit. I'm about to bust out of her shit. Like, this almost.
Not you stretching your girl outfit out.
Yeah, okay. Let's get into the first one.
Oh, my God.
Let's not be that person that skips over this one. Let's get into it. DJs and nightlife promoters.
Wow.
I know that's what we do, but we got to give it to ourselves too time, right? We got to keep it 100. That's what we all do up here, all right? So it is true, all right?
Why you keep stuttering on this topic?
It's a red flag if you're not willing to deal with the kind of things that we got to put up with. It is access to temptation everywhere. And when I say everywhere, it's everywhere. Whether it's digital, bitch, or in person, bitch, it's everywhere. So if you gonna date a DJ or a promoter, more than likely you will have to know that they gonna be admired. They will have people that have crushes on them. They might get posted a few times. Like you, it might come with that.
I remember I dated this girl. The relationship I had in college, but we tried to circle back. Like
long
once I was,
time
once ago. I was.
Long. I thought I was watching Sinners for a minute. Like long time ago.
I'm gonna take her out, y'all. I'm gonna take her out. All right, but then we tried to like circle back or whatever, and like while I was like in my DJ career phase, right? And she really got mad. Like if somebody put like a heart or like something in the comments, she got mad. And I'm like, girl, I don't even know these people. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, pop your
like
shit.
I can't have you tripping deal. On like the petty shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or if I say thank you and give you heart hands, girl, I'm not flirting. It's heart hands.
It's not flirting,
you
guys.
You know what I'm saying? Like. She was tripping that I know, like, and I think she's a good person, but I know we couldn't work. What you laughing at?
You just see the good of people. Excel such a sweetheart.
No, she was a good person, but we couldn't work.
Wait, is it Harriet?
No, bitch.
Oh, okay, period.
That was high school.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Harriet.
No, we don't fucking miss her.
I thought we missed the stories about Harriet.
No, we don't. We don't have no more
Harriet
stories.
Harriet made me laugh so much every time I ever hear the name.
If Harriet
see
you, she'll beat your ass. She'll beat my ass too. Oh, I am scared. Harriet the type that walking.
Y'all was talking about me.
Wait, what if I wore this outfit? Would you think I'd be good?
I don't know. She just big body. She big body.
She tall too.
She was probably like 5'7". Okay. But she big body. She one of them girls. Y'all know when y'all play basketball and it be them thick girls down low that they back up.
Yeah. You can't. All that ass.
Yo, they just back up. You can't defend that. I was so mad because like she ain't even like basketball like that. And that bitch was just backing bitches up down low. Yeah, I was assisting them fucking passes all fucking day. My bitch making more points than me with that big body ass. All right, bitch. Why you be taking me down Skid Row? Why you be taking me down?
I am crying. Oh, we.
Girl, because she ain't had nothing to do with this topic. But yo, you know, I think we was just saying on I was done with that.
Oh, but okay.
On a recent episode, I was saying how, and Tisha was there. You was just right there. When the girl came up at the end of the night, like,
oh, yeah.
Teach me how to DJ.
Like, I was like, you're barking up the wrong tree. Yeah. You need to go ahead and go home.
Yeah.
Club is over, bitch.
I literally was like, don't touch nothing type shit.
Dead ass.
But for real, like you said, I haven't seen too many DJs in really good, healthy relationships.
It's hard because I think it's the career too. Like another thing is like late nights disrupt relationship rhythm. I agree with that 100% because sometimes we can't go on a date. We had to work on Valentine's Day.
That's
like,
a fact.
We ain't giving a nightcap. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to do the Valentine's Day on the 13th or the 15th because those are certain things that just come with people. If you date a promoter, a DJ, you might not get them holidays with them.
I think outside of that, I really think that a lot of people can fight temptation, like DJs and promoters.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, it's just, I think that's the thing too.
People are
just
greedy and people ain't faithful. It's sad to say. Because if you just chasing a bad bitch, you're going to come across some of them.
Yeah. And if you also you just got to mature in that lane. Because, like, if you like people stroking your ego too, like, because that's all that be happening sometimes. Bitches be, and some girls just be, y'all, it be, if y'all don't want to deal with this shit, don't date a promoter or the DJ.
But I will.
They come with it. But if your partner's solid, you'll be good.
Yeah, I will also say, like, we're passionate about what we do. Like, DJing, I'm passionate. Like, I'll really 100%. Be, like, thinking about my set and all that. And, like, promotion, like, we think so deeply about it. Yeah. So, like, why are they really doing this? Like, are they doing this for, like, the clout, for exposure and stuff? Or do they really love? Because I'll be in there focused on music. Like, bitch, I don't give a fuck what you saying to me. Like, I'm over here.
Nah,
locked in. How many times I tell people like get up out of my booth and shit? Like, bitch, all that cute shit, get away from me.
Okay,
all right?
But
I will say you gotta be prepared for dating a promoter or DJ. You know what I'm saying? Okay, this is a funny one. Cause I can see this being a thing, and it's sad because it's a good job, all right? Okay. They said a masculine woman that is in law enforcement or security is a red flag. I know y'all like to put on them fucking outfits, put on that little belt, that gun, put on your little bulletproof vest.
Yeah, stroke your authority.
Yeah.
That dude stroke some of them egos. I done seen some studs be that nigga in that uniform, but when they ain't got that ego. But when they put on that goddamn uniform, like they from goddamn Friday at the next.
I'm just going to say
they don't know how to act.
If you a masculine stud, you pull me over. We got bro code. Don't pull that masculine shit on me.
Oh, God. Like, come on. Don't hit me with no ticket. My bro, we supposed to be.
I bet you ain't watching no homo show.
Right.
Nah.
I got put up before by a stud cop.
For real?
And I was wondering, I'm like, damn, is they going to be cool and let me go? Or are they going to give me a ticket? Because I had ran a stop sign and shit. But she like, you know why I stopped you? I was like, no. She's like, you went through the stop sign. And I was like, damn, I ain't peep, bro. Like, I won't do it again. My nigga like, we good? We good, twin?
Was you good?
I was good. I ain't get no ticket.
Okay.
But I do think people that are like studs that are like security and like of that kind of like lane, like they definitely be feeling themselves. Cause I know one stud security guard. And she be feeling like she that nigga when she got that goddamn.
I feel like I know who you're talking about.
You know exactly who I'm talking about. And she be playing off that shit too. Like, yeah, I do security. You know what I'm saying? I be having clients. You know what I'm saying? Boss Britton, you know, I be taking care of them. All the baddies, you know what I'm saying? I do private security, though. I don't do club security. I do private.
Okay, period.
I think it's a difference when you're doing private. You like.
Oh, that's top tier.
Oh, that's top tier. Like secret agent, bitch.
Facts. Like, you don't even know they watching me.
Got a little headpiece in.
They watching you watch me. They got my back from across. But they do say like people, some people in law enforcement may have control issues that might surface. But I also know like how they always say, and not saying all police, because I ain't gonna lie, Atlanta police low key be kind of chill.
They do, but they be chilling.
it be the homies that like they be talking to you like, bro, don't. Like
twin, what you doing, twin? Yeah. Why you speeding, twin?
Did you see Atlanta police?
Oh yeah, they Instagram be acting up, put little twin in the.
They had a car seat. Yeah, they had a car seat, and they said, "Don't forget to put little twin in there." I said, "I love Atlanta. We're so ghetto."
Oh god.
But yeah, I mean, they're just saying some control issues, but you do hear so much like officers or sometimes like people that been bullied when they was kids and now they want to have authority.
That's so true.
I hate people that take advantage of their authority. Like when I worked at a detention center, there was some men in there that would like fuck the kids up. And I'm like, bro, you ain't have to take them in the room. Because that's the only place that they didn't have cameras. Damn. So like they'll like push them in the room and start fighting in that bitch. And I'll be like, bro, that's some punk ass shit. Nah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't never play like that. But
and I do know some stud security guards too that really like try you like, oh yeah, like try to give you a hard time at the door or some weird shit.
I know
like,
there's this hating ass. This is a side note. All right. There was this hating ass security.
Damn.
Bitch, don't say damn. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know. That's why I said damn. Right? Grievances.
Girl, why you hating on me? You getting paid off of what we doing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Talking about you don't like my music. Bitch! Why you bobbing to my music and you security? See your ass. What up, Excel?
Oh, yeah, what up?
Because, bitch, I know you talked about me. I'm going to just get that off my chest. That don't got nothing to do with nothing, all right? Anyway.
Let's do this last one. All right, they said studs that are rappers and music artists. Why they said that about them? Why y'all say they're red flags? Why they red flags? They said heavy financial investment before any return.
Bro, that's the fucking truth.
Now, that's what come with the territory.
Because first of all, that's the one thing I say about rappers is like different than like DJs is like, you have to invest.
Swear. It takes years. Ain't no time limit on it.
Before somebody will pay you to perform.
Absolutely.
Like, you
got
to do free events just to get exposure. Where at least a DJ, even if you're a beginning DJ, you could, like, get booked for a cookout or something.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't think it's, like, the insecurity of, like, this is a rapper. Well, depending if they popping, because now it's hard.
It
Your girl gonna be on stage and people are gonna be lusting after her. So you gotta be very
Keisha K or Gucci.
Why did you turn into Sexy Red?
Yeah, bow, 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 bow. Yeah, Sue.
I hate you.
Big Sexy Red. All right, they said the same thing, kind of like we said earlier, just about like quality time and them having to go to the studio.
Yeah.
Artists be in that studio.
They sure do.
If you ain't ready for your stud to be in that goddamn studio, we here to tell you today, don't do it. If they really on their shit, because you going to be in that studio. And studio sessions, bro, I remember I used to be in the studio for hours, just kind of like chilling, creating. Nowadays, I'm like,
you can't force my creativity.
You might be there for, if you got a studio training, paying for a special like an in-house or some shit, you might be there from sun up to sun down, literally. Y'all done smoked, y'all been drinking, y'all done ate Popeyes and that bitch, like you and that bitch all damn
day.
And
then it's low key like, I'm at work. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't stress me out and I'm really at the studio, like I ain't out in these streets. But then again, it's like, yeah, and then like, man, all right, there's one more I just want to say real quick, because I kind of agree with this based on stories I have heard.
Uh-oh.
All right, and it's bad because these are people trying to do better for themselves.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie, dating a personal trainer might be a red flag, y'all. We heard Erica Mason's story.
Oh, yeah.
That her girl now was her personal trainer, and she went to her while she was with somebody else. But it wasn't because, I guess, like, her and the other girl broke up, you know, but I ain't gonna lie, that's a lot of intimate time and just like, let's keep working glutes. What?
Let me record you this time. Let me make sure I get the good angle.
And that's fucked up because, you know, shout out to our healthy masculine women in the gym. You know what I'm saying?
Are we not bad me, bitch? Are we? Now, I can see that too, like, especially if, like, the trainer got like an ego, and you know how like some like just like stud trainers be like, I'm that nigga, like, you know what I'm saying, look at my pecs, like, you feel me, like, your come pecs. Train with me, like, what you mean, like, shy, like, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying, like, it could be a red flag for sure.
And don't let your ass be out of shape, all right? Ooh. And then your girl in the gym, cause I ain't gonna lie,
they don't know how to talk to you neither when it comes to that, like, they might just be like, You sure you want to eat that? Don't be passive aggressive.
I said that to Tisha because that's
passive aggressive.
No, it's not, bitch. You had 5 snacks. 5 different snacks? Why? 5?
You said you sure you want to eat that?
Baby, for real? That's what I say. And she'll look at me like, and I'll be like, go ahead, babe.
5 the munchies.
She do. No, she'll come upstairs with like yogurt. Right? All right. Starts off good. Some grapes. A whole pack of crackers. A bag of chocolate chip cookies. And then all of a sudden you hear the drawer creak. Bitch, you getting gummy bears? Where the fuck the gummy bears come from?
She got a whole theater concession stand.
Yo, that's what it is. It don't like go ahead and have a snack, but 5 of them things.
Yeah, if you date a personal trainer, they definitely probably gonna be on you about that. And they probably gonna try to like without purposely, depending on the person, not everybody's gonna do this, but they might try to like enforce the healthy lifestyle on you. Like, working out, babe, come work out with me. And some people don't want to work out. It's just not some people's thing, and that's perfectly fine. But like, I do feel like depending on what kind of trainer, and it's fair too, like if you're a trainer, you might want somebody that cares about their health and who does work out. If you're watching Love is Blind right now, there's a guy on there that said he wants to date somebody that does Pilates. Now, everybody don't want to do Pilates. Is that a deal breaker? Not to me, but to that man. He's like, bitch, you don't do Pilates. You're not really my type.
That's crazy.
So some trainers, if you date a motherfucker, they might really put that pressure on you. Like, we got to get in the gym because they feel like, you know, I want you to match what I'm doing. I want you to take care
of yourself. Think you should. Well, I don't want to say that because I was going to say, I don't think you should date somebody that doesn't do that. And that's what you're really into. Mm-hmm. But I can
don't
also
force
see.
It on them.
Yeah. But I can also see how like you eventually get into that. Like, I'm starting to go to the gym, but me and my wife been together so long, like, I'm just starting to.
It kind of inspired them, like, without
even purposely. Yeah, I hope it inspired you. I hope eventually you start eating healthy. What I did have to learn is, like, I know it's like a damn gnat or something,
coming
right?
all around us every time.
It's that yak, remember?
Hey!
But one thing I did have to learn, like, hey, sometimes we might not be eating the same meal, and I gotta be okay with that, and she gotta be okay with that.
And I be telling Brandy that, because sometimes I do pig out, and I'm like, yo, just because I'm pigging out, don't mean you need to pig out. We work out 2 different ways. I do cardio a lot, no shade.
Yeah.
But we work out differently, so if I wouldn't do this, don't be tempted, because I'm gonna do me.
See, right now, I am dealing with, like, feeling guilty.
It do be that, because it's kind of like you want to hold your partner accountable. You
don't
want to,
like, cause
temptation.
Well, no, not even on her. This is just a
bitch. You don't want to tempted or she tempted.
No, like, first of all, I still get tempted by, like, unhealthy shit, right? Yeah. And I'm not that strong yet to be like, I could beat it every time.
Yeah.
But when I do eat unhealthy, I'll be feeling really good. Like, when you say pig out, I'll be feeling guilty.
I don't be feeling guilty. I'll be like, girl, I don't. Because we eat mostly healthy. So, and the thing is, with Brandy, I will say, she has made me eat way more healthy on a regular. Because, like, me, I used to have a really bad door dashing problem.
Yeah.
Brandy helped me like a motherfucker with that. Yeah. And then just in general, the shit, the way she eats, like, and plus, I don't got no choice, bitch. I'm not cooking. So, I got to eat broccoli and rice and
facts.
Today again.
Facts. Well.
I had it all week. Facts. I mean, this is Monday, baby. We going to eat broccoli and rice. And it's like, dude, I'm playing. She going to beat my ass.
She going to beat your ass. Because, look, bitches wish they had broccoli and rice.
Hello!
But I do want, we kind of had to rush through this because it took us 5 fucking hours to do our makeup. Like, is we not bad bitches?
Beauty is her name. I'm not gonna make you mine.
I hate her, y'all.
I'm crying.
What's up, y'all? I know you're into the episode, but I needed to tell y'all, Shop Starship just opened up a new warehouse and they gave us an exclusive tour. When I tell y'all they got some new toys you need to check out, especially catered towards the queer community, you do not want to miss this. Make sure you go to shopstarship.com, type in No Homo Show for 10% off, and look at all the new stuff they got. Y'all gonna be excited. I promise y'all. Let's go.
So, you know, we was talking about, you know, the horrors of dating these red flags. So it's only right we get into the dating horror story.
Yes.
Y'all know y'all can call us. Bing. If you ever had a horror story while you were out on a date or somebody you were dating, tell us about it. Try to keep it under 5 minutes. Keep it under 3 minutes
under
if
three,
possible.
Please.
All right. Because,
maybe into
yeah, because, you know, we don't need, tell us the main shit. All right. We don't need to know who their parents was.
Yeah.
All right.
What's up, y'all? Let me get into this story, but real quick. Love the podcast, you know, fuck with the queer agenda. Me and Excel met each other. Well, I met Excel, I mean, at Pride. I actually met y'all before Pride, but I was the one rocking the, you know, I prefer Christian shirt, hat, not the shirt this year.
It's all good, girl.
But anyways, let me get into this.
Let's go.
Basically, to sum it all up, my ex, she's on the toilet, you know, taking a shit. And sounds I had just bought her an Apple Watch. She told me she was going out with her best friend or whatever. And mind you, I moved all the way to Alabama for this shit.
Not Alabama.
So, bought her an Apple Watch. Cool. Go in the room to plug up my phone. And her Apple Watch is sitting next to the charger.
Oh, the temptation.
Her Apple Watch is blowing up.
Ooh.
It's a nigga texting her, talking about, oh, you gonna come by my house and... You know, do you want me to pull up there?
A nigga?
So I go into the bathroom and I'm like, Amber, tell me. Go ahead and tell me. Why the fuck are you going to a nigga's house? I thought you were going to your best friend's house. And she's like, oh, you know, I'm just going to, you know, stop by. Mind you, I have her Apple Watch in my hand. So I'm reading these messages and she's talking about just going over there. She's not talking to her best friend, none of that. So I'm going through these messages, and I tell her, I say, hand me your phone. Like, let me read these, you know, in full screen. Let me see your phone. This girl has the audacity to hold her phone and start deleting fucking text messages.
Because you was about to expose her.
So I told her, I said,
it's the fact she just yelled at us.
All your fucking messages out on your Apple Watch. And she's like, no, no, no. Just give me a second. Let me finish. Girl,
finish it.
It ain't that fucking hard to give me your damn phone.
I heard that.
Fucking messages.
I heard that.
But yeah, that girl ended up cheating.
The way you just calmed down so quick, give him bipolar a little bit, friend.
But it's okay, cause she
relived that moment.
Yeah, and when I moved back, she started selling my shit. So
damn,
fuck that bitch. But anyways,
I agree.
Love y'all. And I'm happily engaged now, so I mean, she wasn't shit anyway.
Fuck Amber.
Period. Love y'all so much. Bye, guys.
Thank
Shout
you.
Shout out to the Gabby. We like you too, girl. I like that energy, because sometimes you do got to really take it there and be like, but you know what? I'm in a different place now. I'm engaged now. I'm going to bring it back down, because yeah, she really had a flashback.
Let me tell y'all
Damn.
Something. What happens in the dark comes to light.
Oh, my soul.
Like, it's crazy. Like, it sounded like she wasn't even looking for nothing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it just, oh, let me plug up my phone. Oh, your shit's snapping. I am going to look real quick.
Oh, is you cool? What's that notification? I ain't never heard that. Okay, cool. Bet. That's your sister? Cool.
Right.
Because sometimes you just got to.
A little quick glance.
I gotta check in. But it be that Apple Watch. That See? Really will be getting y'all caught up, because y'all know that Apple Watch, the way that it syncs to your phone, even though you might delete it on your phone, it still be on your watch sometimes.
And if somebody is trying to delete
I'm
messages.
I'm not trying to teach y'all nothing, but I'm just saying, y'all know it doesn't delete on your
Apple If watch. Y'all trying to delete messages, right there, I don't even need to
sneaky,
see nothing else.
Sneaky geeky.
I don't even care what the fuck on there.
Or if you say, let me see your phone and take all day, and want to go through it first, keep it. You can keep it, bitch. Because whatever you got to double check. Yeah, double check that.
If somebody look like they breaking a sweat when you just grab their phone to look up something on the internet. Because I ain't gonna lie, sometimes like my phone be somewhere else and I'll be like, me and my wife just talking about something. I'm like, let me show you. I'll just grab her phone and look it up. If a motherfucker like, red flag.
Bitch, we about to hit. But yeah, don't be acting weird with that phone, bro, because I done been through that. That's actually very triggering, because I didn't see a motherfucker act so stupid in my face. Like, just give me your phone. Like, what's the hard thing about that? I just want to make a call. You know, y'all be seeing the signs. Don't be ignoring them.
Bitch. And y'all think, I know y'all's not, like, still changing up names now.
Oh, Pizza Hut. Don't let Summer Walker fool y'all. Don't let her have y'all out here letting people put motherfuckers under Pizza Hut in their phone. Because first of all, who really say, come on, call it. Matter of fact, check all their favorite restaurants right now. Go through them names.
The crazy thing is I do save up some shit. I just save mechanic.
That's different.
The Bankhead mechanic.
That's different.
Why I put my mechanic out there?
Waffle House.
Might have to call in, order a meal. McDonald's.
Applebee's.
You know that?
That's because you're overly organized, though.
No.
She's like, you know what? I might as well just save. I always call. Let me just save it in the vault. This is what she's about.
I ain't gonna lie, I did have guitar. No, the there's
well, a, of course you're at Guitar Center Say.
There's an insurance company that when your DJ equipment fuck up, PayPal. Oh, okay. I had PayPal number saved. I definitely had PayPal number. Now, if PayPal called me, there's problem.
But it also depends on who you dating. Because if a bitch ain't got nothing going on with PayPal, bitch, why is PayPal on your phone?
Bitch, you don't even have a debit card, bitch.
Come on. Now, if it said Chime, it's like, not play. Don't play.
Damn. No shame, nobody she got Chime. Y'all. No shame. I know somebody felt a shot.
Remember when this is so sad, I don't even want to say it. It's going to be a long story. I'll tell you off camera. But do you remember that white lady tried to act like she said she, we went, was you there, Lala? We was in Tennessee and we went to go get the ATVs. Was you there?
Oh, no.
Okay. This white lady basically just out of nowhere said, oh, by the way, we don't take Chime. And nobody mentioned having Chime. She just randomly was like going over the rules. Yeah. And she was like, oh, by the way, we don't take Chime. And we was like, yo, who got Chime? Nobody said Chime. So I had to slide down my Amex.
You wasn't even planning on using that one, right?
I wasn't. Like, I wasn't. Fuck. But bitch, run that now.
I'm about to pay that this month.
You feel me? Shout out my Chime users. Everybody deserves a second chance.
That's what Chime is?
Yeah, like if your shit a little like, need to build yourself back up some credibility.
Oh, the prepaid shit.
Yeah, here's your Chime card.
Man, we ain't putting ATV money on Chime. We
that not. White lady played it. I said, this bitch said Chime?
Yo, I'm fucking weak. Hey, shout out to y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in.
I'm about to go find me a nigga in a section at a day party. It's St. Patrick's Day weekend.
She's so
I'm walking
annoying.
In like a rose.
Yes, but just walking in Robert. You're going to be looking like.
Should we go out somewhere with this on?
Bitch, go out where? We got a party in 3 hours.
We about to go to Cam Newton spot. Where Cam Newton at?
She is annoying. Y'all, she drunk. She drunk, y'all. All right,
I'm
y'all.
Crying.
It's the No Homo Show. Thank y'all.
Shout out to the gabies.
Whole lot of gay shit. Whole lot of gay.
Boss Brit. We certified. And DJ Excel.